Hey, welcome back. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com with, yes, those secrets you treasure and look forward to, I hope, every week. Yeah, you want to find out how to do it, right? How to get the man of your dreams and keep him. Well, this week, I've got something interesting. I know you guys really like the how men think type questions. So this week, we're going to tackle another one. We're going to talk about why don't men, why don't men do this or that? These are five secrets about what men think. Because if there's one thing I know, it's that women love to learn why men do the things they do. After all, having a window into a man's world tells you all the things you want to know. And it might even give away clues. Those clues you need to not only get him to do what you want him to do, but you can also use these things, these understandings about men, to create a better relationship. Now, believe it or not, men have the exact same curiosities about you. They're always wondering, why do women do this? Why do women do that? Well, it's on both sides of the fence. And this time, I want to explore the reasons that men don't do what you might like him to do instead of the usual, well, why does he do this? Why does he do that? I think this will give you a different insight, a different way, a different perspective into a man's thinking, okay? Knowing what holds a guy back from doing something and what makes him stop doing something is really important, because you'll also learn a little bit about how men are being culturally disabled. Yes, you heard that right, disabled. They need to step up and rehab themselves. So let's jump right in with number one. Yes, that number one secret about why don't men text me back? Well, not me, you. Why don't men text you back? Well, first of all, I do have to make sure that this is clear. Texting is not a way to get to know somebody. Okay, so you gotta have to take a second to look at your reasons for texting a guy and why you text a guy and what you expect of texting a man. Texting is not a way to get to know somebody. Texting is for, I'm on my way, I'm running late. Not for, what kind of work do you do and tell me about yourself. I know you've never really asked those questions, but you know what I mean, right? You see, everybody is short on time these days, and wanting to do things quickly instead of meaningfully seems to be the new mode of operation. You can lump most guys into this mental bucket because guys are always looking for ways to reduce the time suck of daily life. However, what you probably don't know is that guys are also always on the watch, always on the lookout, always trying to make sure they don't say something that will ruin their chances with you. Okay, so that's why they hold back on writing more than the occasional one-word text answers like, okay, or sure. Guys don't enjoy communicating electronically like that. Not really. Most guys don't. Yes, guys have gotten a little bit wussy in the last couple of decades too. And I blame it on not enough strong male role models, too much video gaming, and, well, a ton of confusion created by the media about how men should behave. See, most of men's behavior is actually programmed in, but men ignore their primal instincts because they've been told that those instincts are bad or wrong or they hurt women or all these messages about who they are. There's a lot of bad ones out there. And they also ignore those primal instincts that enable a man to act on his sexual desires in a sensible way. Okay, that's the key part there, in a sensible way. Men should be allowed to act upon their sexual desires in a sensible way, the same way you should be able to do the same thing without worry about being labeled a slut or the stigma of being promiscuous and all that crap, right? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm getting political again, but it's a state of affairs for the men that I want women to know more about. So the reasons that men don't text back usually amount to a few things. Fear of messing up their sex life being one of the primary ones. Also, men are not as avid texters as women are. Men don't make a big habit of trivial communication either. And by trivial communication, I just mean small communications or small attempts at communication. So, okay, so we're on to secret number two. Why don't men say they love me? Ah, yes, the eternal question of why men don't talk about their emotions. Because that's mostly what you're asking about, right? With that question, why aren't they sharing their emotions? Why don't they give up a little bit about their inner emotional state? Now, if you ask me why you get wet when you go out in the rain, I'd tell you that rain is water falling from the sky, and that makes you wet. And you'd think that that was a perfectly acceptable answer, right? Even if it does sound a little bit crazy and almost ridiculous that anybody would ask that question, you'd think that was a pretty good question. If you go out in the rain, you're going to get wet because rain is water falling from the sky. But when you ask me about why men don't communicate their feelings, I have to tell you the same thing. The simple answer is because men don't talk about emotions the way women do. And as my friend Joe used to say, it is what it is. It's not meant as a cheeky way to avoid the question. It's perfectly true. It's not in a man's nature. Now, this is not saying that men can't talk about it, and men aren't getting better at it, because they are getting better. More men than ever are able to talk about emotions, but it's still a far cry from a woman's ability to do the same thing. So when it comes to expressing love, most men choose instead to demonstrate it by acts of love, which may not match how you want to feel that same love from him. You might need to hear it, and this leaves you wanting more. Plus, men don't feel competent at communicating emotions with words. It's just not in our native tongue, and it always makes us feel nervous and weird, embarrassed even. Usually the best way to remedy this little imbalance is to express how you like love shown to you. Tell him something like, "I feel more loved when I can hear how you feel about me from time to time. I know it's not the way you usually communicate, but if you can find a way just to share your feelings about us, it would make me feel so happy. Even if you just put it in an email or shared a poem that expresses it. It doesn't even have to be your words, just something that tells me what's going on for you." Okay, that's an easy way of saying it. I mean, it might seem a little bit convoluted, but it's something to that effect. Just phrase it in a way that makes him understand that he would be making you happy by communicating like this. Often, that's just enough to inspire him. You see, men want nothing more than to make women happy. It's programmed into him at a genetic level. Secret number 3, why don't men ask for directions? Well, this one I wanted to put in for fun, since it's a common question I hear asked all the time. The one answer you'll hear is that it's because men have huge egos, and they can't stand not being right about how to get there. Well, okay, there's a tiny bit of truth there, but it's not exactly like that. He does feel a bit of a sting at not being able to navigate without help. However, there's more to it than that. Men feel like men when we are feeling competent, capable, providing for you. And when a man is driving you somewhere, he feels that he's providing for you. If he had to stop and ask how to get where you're going, this would make him feel inadequate. Yes, incompetent. He'd feel like he was failing you in some way. There's also another reason, and it's unlikely you've ever heard about this. Men navigate by feel. We often find our way to a location or wherever we're driving by mental familiarity. That gas station, the one that's a few miles south of Route 22, just past the Best Buy? Yeah, I know that one. All right, that's how guys think. So when he's driving, he'll often be trying to feel his way there, and he would feel incompetent if his internal navigation failed him. It really doesn't even have to do with you at this point. He has to feel that his inner system of navigation, his little, I guess you call it masculine sense of direction, is valid and works. So yeah, he'll definitely fight you on stopping to ask for directions in favor of feeling like he's got you there and got you to that location by himself. Ironically, I don't hear this complaint as much in the age of smartphones with map services on them, so feel free to suggest that he turn on his app the next time. It might be a gentler way of suggesting it. Just be delicate, okay? Secret number 4, why don't men plan romantic dates anymore? Yeah, this one I'm right there with you on. Guys do need to step up and put some sweat into creating a loving experience for you on the date. And it's really frustrating when you're talking to this new guy you met and he finally gets around to asking you out and you ask him, "Hey, what would you like to do?" And he replies with, "I don't know, what do you want to do?" Are you kidding? Seriously? You want him to demonstrate his romantic interest in a tangible way. And you're right to want that from him. Plus, you might feel like suggesting something too expensive would make you look bad. But you also don't want to shortchange yourself, right, by suggesting just a movie. And dang it, it's not your job. It's his. Now, there's an easy way to handle this, and it's ages old. The man makes the plan, and then he asks for your input. Okay. This gives you the ability to throw some feedback out there and he can be sure he's doing the right thing. The next time a guy drops the ball on doing this for you, you say, you know, I'd really love it if you came up with something cool to do. It would make me happy and so excited for that date. Again, just letting him know what would make you happy is often enough to get him to man up and do the work. All right. Just remember, it's also up to you to make sure you express your gratitude for that effort when he does step up and make a fun date for you. Very often, guys don't feel like we're appreciated quite as much as we ought to. All right. Secret number 5. Why don't men commit? Well, look, entire encyclopedias have been written on this one. I should know. I've written a couple of them myself. The question itself is a bit faulty, though. Okay. When you ask, why don't men commit? Because men do commit, okay? We commit to our careers. We commit to our Friday night drinking buddies. We commit to our 1968 Mustang that we keep sinking more money into every couple of months. The answer I can give you is this. A man will commit to something he feels is a challenge with a big enough reward for him. Okay, the term commitment phobia is batted around as much as he's got a cold. Yeah, every man seems to resist commitment, but the truth is much deeper than that. And it doesn't make sexy headlines on trashy websites that you just want to, you know, those sites that just want to make men look like buffoons. And since you're here reading this, I'm assuming you came to me because you want the deeper understanding that helps you instead of just making you more pissed off at guys. Women have to hold men accountable for their role in the relationship. A man gets better at being a man because a woman expects it of him. Let me say that again. A man gets better at being a man because a woman expects it of him. And when he doesn't deliver, she compassionately makes him aware of this. And if he does consistently fall short of reasonable expectations of manning up, she moves on. It's a very simple equation there if you think about it. Why doesn't this happen? Well, because unfortunately, most women think they can save him or change him or make him somebody who he's not. And you get caught up in that because you don't want to abandon the relationship. Look, you don't have to feel like a bitch, and you don't have to jeopardize the connection with him one bit. You simply have to know how to communicate with a man in his inner emotional language. Guys may operate on a different frequency from women, but that doesn't mean you can't crack his code. In fact, setting off his commitment triggers is pretty straightforward if you know where those triggers are. Men need to have a few key switches in their heads flipped before they even entertain the thought of committing to someone. But once you know how to do this, there's no turning back. You might even say he'll imprint on you after you've made the right impression on him. It's a matter of seeing relationships from his perspective to realize what it is he truly wants. And only then can you remove those inner fears and those doubts that are holding him back. Got a great video for you on this. Yes, I got a little something for you, a little homework for next week. Go check out this video. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. And check out my video where I'll tell you about the love law and how to use it to get him to commit to you. Cupid's arrow. And hey, you'll be able to get him to lose all the hesitation and give himself over to you 100%. Commitment phobia in men is, for the most part, a myth. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment to find out why. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. Go find out why. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from your favorite local neighborhood datingadviceguru.com dude. That's me, Carlos. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.